From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to jail after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges of tampering with potential witnesses while free on bail. Here's AP's Chad Day.
What they're revealing in these court filings is that Manafort repeatedly reached out to these people in an attempt to make them change their stories. He called them at times, and then other times he used encrypted apps on his phone. And these text messages, or these texts that were exchanged, were actually turned over to the special counsel's office last month in May, at least according to this filing.
Manafort, the former Trump associate to go to prison, he is the first, was indicted last week on two counts of obstruction of justice and conspiracy that is to obstruct justice, in connection with attempting in recent months to influence the testimony of two unidentified cooperating witnesses. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the new charges. President Trump says the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the email probe of former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton reached the wrong conclusion when it determined there was no bias in the agency's handling of the investigation. The report says then-FBI Director James Comey had missteps leading the investigation of Clinton and that it damaged the FBI's credibility. President Trump continuing to try to blame Democrats, his political rivals, for actions that separate children from parents when families are caught illegally crossing the border with Mexico. A new bill says children who cross the border with their parents can only be released to their parents. Right now, they are separated by Trump administration edict. This is VOA News.